Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 18 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 23 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 28 degrees.
KE8 FSP monitor.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 34 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 29 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.
Node 7339
connected to node 502018.
Go ahead forward, KG5JNJ. I just didn't that Brandon, or I didn't hear the call sign clearly.
The call sign was Kilo Echo 2, Charlie Charlie Kilo.
Okay, I hear you clearly now, thank you. You got a little bit of noise in with you too, but it's not bad. So yeah, now you sound good. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I just thought I had heard my call sign come over the radio and I was out of the room just for a second there, but I was just wanting to ask you if anybody has heard my call sign.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
Okay, copy that, sir. Well, I don't believe anyone has said your call sign, maybe a similar call sign or something. I'm not sure. Maybe even my own. I don't know what got would have got confused with it, but this is KJ5. Juliet, November Juliet, and I'm about to go stand by so that we can anticipate the net, upcoming net here. So you have a good night, sir, and I'll talk to you again sometime.
Okay, 73-82-CCK, and we'll be clear.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716 317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 28.
Good evening. This is Luca, KD2YHZ, in Whitney Point, New York. And I'll be running the East Coast Reflector UteNet. I'll be running the first half. Grayson, KG4BUT, will be running the second half. The announcements were just read, so I'll get right into the net. Bob, KQ8U, by the text, already came coming in. And tonight's question is, what is the craziest thing you have ever done? I will first ask for any, if there are any youth stations out there who would like to check in. Youth stations, please come now with your call signs twice and...
KEQ2, Echo Golf Foxtrot, KE2, EGF.
All right, we have Ivan, KE2EGF. And Ivan, what is the craziest thing you have ever done?
The craziest thing I've ever done, it's kind of a hard one. Especially because I don't think I've done too many crazy things, but... Actually, we went storm chasing once, and that was pretty interesting. That was a storm I believe that it would be, could be some tornadic forming, and it ended up not, but we watched lightning strike a tree and all that. We ended up going out for ice cream on the plus, so that's probably one of the craziest things I've ever done. I've never really done too much of a crazy thing. I probably have, I just don't remember, but...
This is KGBGF. Nice to see everyone on net tonight. 73, this is KGBGF. Back to Net Control. Thank you, Ivan. And storm chasing, that sounds like some fun. Up next, let's go to Bob, KQ8U.
Evening, Luca, and all on the net. I'll probably think of three or four things after... on the road, but I got to say, jumping out of a plane on a bet. Dick said, why would you jump out of a plane? And that was, I don't know, but that's what I did, skydiving. Hello, KQ8U, back in that.
All right, thank you, Bob. Skydiving seems like a thing that I would want to do maybe one time and never do it again. All right, that was the bottom of the list, so let's start a new one. New stations, please come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Lima. Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Lima, sailing to Tuaga.
Alpha Bravo 5 with the X-ray with third-party traffic on my daughter, if that's okay.
Sierra 2 EDF. Sierra, correct.
All right, I told it up right there. We have Sal, W2SAL. We have Nick, AD5WX, with third-party traffic. Yes, third-party traffic is always welcome, especially the youth. And Peter, KD2EDS. Is there anybody else? Come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
KC1 QPL, Kilo Charlie 1, Queen Papa London.
K2 CMT, Kilo 2 Charlie Mike Tango.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Mike November. KE8 SMN.
WB2JPQ. WB2JPQ.
KD2 VNU. KD2 VNU.
Kilo 2, Papa November Whiskey. Kilo 2, Papa November Whiskey. Good evening.
Alrighty, let's hold it up right there. We have John, KC1, QPL, Mike, K2, CMT, Dick, WB2, JPQ, Jeff, KEA, SMN, Derby Dan, KD2, VNU, and Michael, K2, PNW. Let's go up to Sal, W2, SAL, and what is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Good evening, everyone. I got two crazy things. One of them was I used to dirt rack and take jumps that would launch me about 50, 60 feet in the air. And the second thing was drag racing. With that, I don't think I could do anything much crazier but jump out of a plane, and that I won't do. Or base jump. Neither one of those fit the bill for me. With that, I'll send it back to Net Control. You guys have a great night. W2SAL, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Sal. Drag racing sounds like fun. Just might need a little more experience under the wheel before I do that. Up next, we have Nick AB5WX, and I believe you said you have some third-party youth traffic.
Yeah, Alpha Bravo 5 with the X-ray here. Yeah, Nick. I'm here with my daughter, Tori. She's getting ready to take her technician test hopefully tomorrow. We'll see. She has autism, and she's studying really hard for it, and I'll pass this to her. What's the craziest thing you've ever seen?
Job to do. Maybe not the best job, but that definitely sounds like a fun job. Next we have John, KC1QPL.
Well, good evening, young man. Good evening, everyone on the YouthNet. KC1QPL. The craziest thing I ever did would have to be, I lost all forward gears in my vehicle when I was a young man, and I drove to a repair shop in reverse. It was only a couple miles, but it was pretty strange thing to do. And I hate to admit that, but good job tonight, and thanks for having me. 73's KC1QPL, back to Net Control.
Thank you, John, and I don't think my mom would let anyone in my family drive backwards on a road. At least, I hope you got your car fixed soon. Up next, we had Mike, K2CMT.
Good evening, Luca, or Aiden. We're Aiden, I think, working tonight. Mark and I have similar backgrounds. We did sport parachuting and a similar number of jumps. I think I've just cleared the 200 mark over a three-year period. And the last jump was the one that didn't work properly, and that's why it's the last jump. Everyone have a good evening. This is K2CMT.
All right, thank you, Mike. This is Luca, KD2YHZ, Whitney Point, New York. And up next, we have Dick, WP2JPQ.
Well, good evening. Well, I'm sitting here trying to think of things. I did a lot of crazy things in my day, but maybe back in 1969, 1970, when I... that I'm going to link a couple of repeaters together, never knowing that it would turn out to be the East Coast Reflector, and many years later, where we would have hundreds and hundreds of connections and 14,000 people in our database. So I guess that was the craziest thing I could think of. Hey, good job, guys. And for all everybody listening out there, let's get in and support our youth tonight. This is WB2J. Here we get 300 connections here tonight.
Thank you, Dick, and thank you for creating the East Coast Reflector. This is a great reflector. It's got great nets and everything. Up next, we have Jeff, KEASMN.
Good evening, everyone on the YouTube. This is KEASMN. Craziest thing for me, I'll say motorcycle road racing. I don't know, speeds up to close to 150 miles an hour. KE8SMN, back to net.
All right, thank you, Jeff. We got you down from motorcycle racing. Next, we have Derby Dan, KD2VNU.
Good evening, Luca, 82 being you. Well, it's a toss-up between either hauling a generator up a steep hill in wet weather down in Pennsylvania, or when I was in Olean working on a cell site and got snow covered that blocked the area where I came up. I went down a logging road and only had inches between my mirrors. If I sneezed, I would have been SOL, put it bluntly. That was about the scariest white knuckle thing that I had. Katie Two Venue, return back there. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you, Dan. Driving in a blizzard is no fun thing to do. All right. We had Carlos N1CBN by the text line who came in. We'll get to you in just a second. And we have Michael K2PNW. And you're up, Michael. What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Everybody, K2, Papa November Whiskey. Craziest thing I ever done, I had a pack of firecrackers in my hand, and I lit them, and see how long I could go when I got rid of them just in time before they went off. T2PNW, back to net.
Thank you, Michael, and Planes of Firecracker Roulette there. Up next, we have Carlos N1CBM.
Luca, Vicky, House of the ECR on the lower ranks, good evening tonight. Carlos down here in Hollywood, great night, not just because of the weather, but because we're running the UseNet. We're on the UseNet. Great deal. To reinforce Dick's plea for check-ins, come on, guys, let's do it. Let's show who's boss in this net. Let's get check-in and get your crazy story on board. Luca, for me, I think it's the craziest thing I've done is riding motorcycles, motocross motorcycles with my friends back in the day, like 40 years ago, with no protective equipment. Don't do that, because I was lucky, and I didn't hurt myself. So if you're planning on doing that, no, don't do it. Get your helmet, get your gloves, and all your boots and everything. And don't do that dumb thing I did back then. Luca, I'm back to you, and once again, good night, everybody. Let's hope you get checked in.
All right, thank you, Carlos. And if you ever catch me driving a motorcycle with Bill or, I think, Jeff, don't worry, I will be wearing my gear, my helmet, and everything. That's the bottom list. We got to get some more check-ins in here. New stations, please come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo Charlie. That's Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo Charlie.
4, OSU, that's 4, Ohio State University. Go Badgers.
2, Bravo Zulu Alpha.
Bravo 5, India Tango, W2 RBC. W2 RBC.
Charlie 2, Kilo Hotel Tango.
Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Romeo Charlie, KE2 ARC in and out.
Alright, let's hold it up right there. I have Ron, KE2 ARC in and out. Thank you for stopping by. We have Randy, W2 RBC, Chris, WB5 ITT, John, KE2 BVA, Jerry, N4 OSU. And I need a couple corrections. The first station, or maybe the second station, the VA7 NRC, is that correct?
QSL, that is correct. It's VA7 NRC in Vancouver.
All right, we got you, Brendan. VA7 NRC. And there's another one. I think it was KC2CHT, but I'm not sure. Can that session come back twice as slowly, please?
KC2KHT, Kilo Charlie 2, Kilo Hotel Tango.
KHT. And is there anybody else that I might have missed in there? Call signs twice as slowly, please.
Alpha 7, Charlie, Mike, Zulu. Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Mike, Zulu, net control.
MZ Dennis.
was a KA7 station in there. Is it KA7AMZ? I need a clarification, please. All right, moving on. Let's go up to Brendan, VA7NRC. And Brendan, what is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Okay. Hello, Charlie, and, boy, well, that's quite the question. The craziest thing I've ever done, I guess I didn't hear it before, so, just trying to think, quickly here. Well, kind of fix my antenna, because I was in the middle of winter. Maybe the first one. It's going to go wrong. Shouldn't be on the roof. And, a tree fell down on our house and narrowly missed me. And they came down, so it was a bit of an experience. That was about a couple months ago, so I don't know if it's the craziest thing I've ever done, but certainly an interesting experience. Other than that, glad to be checking into the net. This is Victor Alpha.
All right, thank you, Brendan. You're a bit choppy there, but I heard a majority of what you were saying. Thank you for checking in. Have a great weekend. We had Chris KQ4GLY by the text line. Let's go to Jerry and 4OSU. And what is the craziest thing you have ever done?
This is N4OSU. Craziest thing I ever did. In February, aircraft went off to the end of a runway up north, and we were diving for bodies at minus 20 below zero, and 4OSU were down.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. This sounds like quite the experience. Up next, we have John, KE2BZA.
I wanted to say the craziest thing I ever did was get married, but today is my anniversary after 49 years, so I can't say that. But what I did do, I was in my mid-20s, skin diving, and I stuck my head into a coral cave that was maybe 2 feet wide, and a moray eel hit me right in the face mask, and I thought I was going to drown. That's about it. So we're going to turn it back over to Net Control, KE2BZA.
All right, thank you, John. Congratulations on your anniversary, 49 years. Next year will be 50. That's a big one. All right, let's go to Chris, WB5ITT.
Good evening, everybody, on the Usenet this evening on Friday night. WB5ITT, Chris over here in Orange, Texas. Well, we're having a ham fest. It started today and continuing tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be a good one. Had plenty of people there. The craziest thing, well, besides getting married, and it didn't work out, I'd say probably the craziest thing I've ever done, besides walking out on a 75-foot wide platform on a 1,500-foot tower and leaning over to take a picture of my vehicle parked at the base of the tower, probably buying a radio station. That was pretty crazy. And right now I'm involved in major legal action on trying to get it back because the broker tried to do some illegal things. It's a long story. Anyhow, I just want to say I'm glad to see the youth up. In fact, we have a local Kaysen. What's Kaysen's call? KJ5HQI. He's trying for his general tomorrow. And he's in his young teens. Wanted to join the Air Force. Kind of reminds me of myself back when I first got licensed at age 14, 52 years ago. And we're all rooting for him to get his general tomorrow. And hopefully things are going to be good. Anyhow, hope everybody's having a good Friday evening, and we'll see y'all later. WB5ITT, back to that.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And good luck to your friend there, Games General. It's definitely worth it. Up next, we have Randy, W2RBC.
Good evening, Vicky, and everyone on the UTNet. Well, while doing a boat rescue with the Coast Guard, we took a disabled boat in tow less than about a mile from the brink of Niagara Falls. We had helicopter backup, but there really wasn't much they could do. Back in that control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
All right, thank you, Randy. I've got about 3 minutes left until I pass off to Grayson. We have Joe, KO4FRR, came on through text. Let's go to Henry, KC2KHT.
Yes, good evening. This is Henry, KC2KHT, in New York, Long Island. And I actually had a toss-up. I couldn't decide which one was crazier. I've been a paramedic for 50 years, and right in the middle of a hurricane, I had to deliver some medical equipment to an evacuation center. And just as I passed underneath one of the transformers on the pole, it let loose. And I do not know how I did not get hit with all the stuff coming out of the sparks and everything else. The other thing I did when I was in the Coast Guard, went to Cuba, and we went swimming in this little cove area. We got bored with that. We all decided to swim outside of the protected area and almost drowned because the current was taking us out instead of back in. And it was a very scary situation. Two things, and I just this one was crazier. This is back to the net, KC2KHT.
All right, thank you, Henry. We had Ron, KE2AFC, who is in and out. Thank you for stopping by. And let's go to Dennis, KA7AMZ. All right, not hearing anything. Let's go to Chris, KQ4TLY.
Luke and everyone on the net, craziest thing I've done was chasing a water spout in Biscayne Bay in Miami when I lived there.
All right, thank you, Chris. And last on my list, and last I'll have for tonight, is Joe, KO4FRR.
Good evening. Good job, everyone. This is Joe, KO4FRR. The craziest thing that I probably can think of is when I was in third grade, I decided we had masks on. And, you know, there's a wall socket that you have on the wall? Well, there's one on the floor, and my nap time was right next to it, and then there was a table up right above me with a paperclip. So I put the paperclip in the wall floor socket and saw all sorts of sparks. Please do not do that, because Vice President was running down the hallway with high heels, and that's it. Have a good one.
Contact.
All right, thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend. All right, my time is up. I'll pass off to Grayson here. This is Luca, KD2YHZ. Talk to you guys all next week, 7-3.
Hi, thank you, Luca. This is Grayson, KG4BT, and I'll be a net control operator for the rest of UseNet. Before we get
Grayson and Vicky and everybody, probably making a career out of law enforcement. Some pretty crazy wild times. N2BH.
KC3FGD, Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Golf Delta.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Foxtrot Whiskey Bravo, Romulus, Michigan.
On the N2EE powers that or NED or something like that, you doubled with Ray. The N2 station only, please.
November 2, Foxtrot
Echo Delta. N2FGD. Sean in Mount Freedom, New Jersey.
Yeah, hi, Sean. I knew you said New Jersey and that didn't come up right. We got you, Ray. Good to hear you. That was a WB8, the WB8 only, please.
So Whiskey Bravo 8. Foxtrot Whiskey Bravo. Name is Jeff in Romulus, Michigan.
Gotcha, Jeff. Hey, let's go up to Richard, I think, see what how Grayson's making out here. Let's go up to Richard, WB0NBA, San Antonio, Texas. What's the craziest thing you've done, Richard? Good evening.
The craziest thing I did was went in the Marine Corps at age 17. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what was that Grayson was talking to me in his room? Something about 17?
I was enlisting in the Marine Corps at 7 years old. Go ahead.
Oh, enlisting in the Marine Corps at 17. All right. How about N2FED? Mount Freedom, New Jersey. Welcome.
I just installed a new All-Star node. I wanted to check and see if it was working on a Raspberry Pi 4, seeing how I sounded out there.
All right, sounds good. You're in. Come into the East Coast Reflector Youth. That I'm just sitting in here. I'm in it for one of the youths tonight. And he's going to come right back and pick up Ray here, I think, as soon as we're done with you. So thanks for checking in. And over to you, Grayson. Let's see if your audio is fixed. Thanks, everybody. This is WB2JPQ.
Hi, this is KG4.
Well, I'm going way back in time, back when I was in college. I went to a agricultural college up in upstate New York, and the worst thing I ever did was join the fraternity up there. Three nights of initiation, things got really crazy. They really did some crazy things. I won't go into detail, but that was the craziest thing I ever did. Back to Nathan.
Hi, WC Ray. Next up, I have the BB-88F6.
All right, Grayson seems to be having some trouble, so I'm just going to take the rest of the net here. We have Jeffrey, WB8FWB, and Jeff, what is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Well, I've been known to do a lot of crazy things in my lifetime, but one of the craziest was to, on New Year's Eve every year, take a dip in the frozen waters of the lakes, member of the Polar Bear Club, many times over. And a lot of people thought we were crazy there, but it was actually very stimulating.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Jumping in a frozen pond in New Year. Sounds like some fun for a little bit. Hopefully you can get warm pretty quick. All right. I got 15 minutes left to the end of the net, so let's try and get some more check-ins in here. New stations, please come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
Kilo Alpha 5, Golf Sierra Sierra, KA 5, GSS, Shane in Beaumont.
All
I'll do a recheck here. WB8ODF, Whiskey Bravo 8, Oscar Delta Foxtrot.
Kilo India 7, Juliet Quebec Lima, Keith in Portland.
All right, let's hold it up right there. The KI-7 station, can you come back twice and slowly, please?
Kilo India 7, Juliet Lima. KI-7, JQL, Keith in Portland.
All right, we got you, Keith, KI-7JQL. We also have Dave, WB8ODF, and Shane, KA-5GSS. Is there anybody else? Call signs twice and slowly, please.
How are you, Kurt, in New Jersey? Back to net.
That last station, you got cut off. All I heard was Kurt in New Jersey. Can you come back twice and slowly, please?
Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Lima Uniform, KE2ALU, Kurt in Woodmansey, New Jersey.
All right, we got you, Kurt. Let's go up to the top of this list, and let's go to Shane, KA5GSS. And what is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Well, I don't know if I consider it crazy. It probably wasn't too bright. But when I was in the Marine Corps, the best way to paraphrase it, I did some things while I was in the Marine Corps over in Desert Storm that, looking back on it, wasn't too brilliant. It was brave, but it was stupid, too. So without going into too much detail, that's kind of paraphrasing it there. But, yeah, that's my story. KA5GSS back in control.
All right, thank you, Shane. Have a great weekend. Up next, we have Dave, WB8ODF.
Well, good evening, youth netters. This is Dave, WB8ODF. I'm in Ypsilanti, southeastern Michigan, about 25 miles due west of Detroit. And the craziest thing I've done a lot of crazy things, but I think stepping out of the door of a perfectly good working airplane was it. I've done it a number of times, but it's one of the craziest things.
All right, thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend. Up next, we have Keith, KI7JQL.
Yeah. So many to choose from, but the last one was dropping crab pie at the mouth of Columbia Bar in high winds, and the rope getting wrapped around the motor. That was a sketchy situation. KI7JQL.
All right, thank you, Keith. Have a great night and a great weekend. Up next, we have Kurt, KE2ALU.
KE2ALU. I got way too many, and I don't even know if they're appropriate for here, so I'm afraid you're going to have to wait till the book's out. If I give it away, you won't buy the book. Back to you. Back in that control.
All right. Well, we appreciate the checking, Kurt. Have a great weekend. I've got 10 minutes left. This is Luca, KB2YHZ in Whitney Point, New York. And I'm looking for new stations. New stations, please come now with your call signs twice and slowly.
Echo 8, Lima, Hotel Zulu, KE8LHZ, Luke in Metropolitan Detroit.
Kilo Mike Hewitt, Kilo Golf 7, Kilo Mike Hewitt, Tony of Portland, Oregon.
Alright, I have Tony, KG7KFJ, and Luke, KE8LHZ. Is there anybody else? Call signs twice as slowly, please.
November 9, India, Papa Austin.
Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Sugar Tango. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Sugar Tango. Gabe, New Bern, North Carolina.
All right, we have Gabe KQ4WST and Robert N9IPO. Let's go up to Luke KE8LHZ. And Luke, what is the craziest thing that you have ever done? KE8LHZ, are you still with us?
This is KE8LHZ, I'm still here.
Would you like to answer tonight's question? What is the craziest thing that you have ever done?
I thought I answered that. I jumped out of a good airplane back in my college days, but I only did it once. Back to net control.
Thank you, Luke. You must have cut out because I didn't hear anything. Thank you for checking in. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Tony, KG7KMJ.
The craziest thing I ever did is I bungee jumped off of a 400-foot bridge. I will not, repeat, not do that again.
All right, thank you, Tony. And I think bungee jumping would be worse than skydiving. Up next, we have Robert and 9IPO.
Craziest thing I ever did was practice hand-to-hand with SEAL Team 6.
All right, thank you, Robert. Have a great weekend. Up next and last on this list, I have Gabe, KQ4WST.
Yeah, this is KQ4WST, and I'd say the craziest thing that comes to mind would be going over the side of a bulkhead on a forklift into the river and living to tell about it. That was pretty crazy.
All right, thank you, Gabe. Have a great weekend. I've got 6 minutes left till 9 o'clock. So let's take the final call for the East Coast Reflector Youth Net right now. This is the final call. Please come out twice as slowly, please.
KE2EFX, Dustin, KE2EFX, in and out.
Alright, Dustin, KE2EFX, who's in and out. Thank you for stopping by. Is there anybody else? This is the final call.
WW4NEW, it's Whiskey 4, November, Echo, Whiskey. Name's Mike.
Alpha Delta 3 India. Alpha Delta 3 India, Vicky.
All right, we have Vicky 83I and Mike WW4NEW. Mike, you're up first. What is the craziest thing that you have ever done?
Three of my friends and I used to go in the West Texas, Southwest Texas, and rappel into dry canyon beds to hunt rattlesnakes. It wasn't only crazy, it was stupid.
All right, thank you, Mike. Hunting rattlesnake sounds, I'd say fun, but crazy. Up next and last for tonight, we have Vicky 83i.
Well, good evening. Plenty of crazy things, not nearly as dangerous as what some of the fellows have said. But a year ago, I started the STEM Amateur Radio Club in South Carolina, and I am absolutely crazy in love with working with all these kids and working with all others out there to try to bring awareness to ham radio. I've never worked so many hours in my life, but the pay is unbelievable. ADCI.net.
Question for tonight was, what is the craziest thing that you have ever done? We had a couple people who both said that they were professional parachute jumpers. That was almost the popular answer. The popular answer was skydiving. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is the 40-meter net, 7.25. It's a great net. And tomorrow night at 11 p.m. right here on the East Coast Reflector is a trivia net. All right, we had 39 check-ins. Not too bad. Just a reminder, the 100th youth net will be happening on March 7th. So that will probably be a really good net. I recommend you check into that. This is Luca, KD2YHZ, returning the Reflector to regular use. 7-3, y'all.
Luca, repeat your call sign again, please. I copy Kilo Bravo 2 Yankee Hotel Zulu. If that's correct, let me know, AD3I.
My call sign is Kilo Delta 2 Yankee Hotel Zulu.
Roger, Kilo Delta 2 Yankee Hotel Zulu. Thank you so much. ADCI clear.
Good evening.
Hey, where'd you go keeping an edge, gentlemen? Things kind of sort of falling apart. Where'd you go? Where'd you go? KG7 TMJ.
5 degrees.
November 2, Whiskey Echo Alpha, listening. Here's N2WEA, looking for anyone in Bath, New York, that might be listening.
Good evening from Talmadge, Ohio. You may want to try that again, sir. Your audio was broken during over there. WA4WTA, Talmadge, Ohio.
Thank you, sir. Let's give the audio a try again, and you can let me know how I'm doing. Anyone in Bath, New York, that might be listening.
Okay, we got that you're looking for somebody in Bath, New York. Bath, New York. That's a place I've heard of. It's apparently far from Rochester. As far as your audio goes, it rates on Pete. I don't know if that packet loss or if you're overdriving just a bit, but it does break on peaks.
I may be overdriving just a bit, so I'm going to back it off a little bit and see what we can do here. I thank you for coming back to me. EchoLink node that I'm on, it says this is N2AAR repeater in Bath, New York, but that doesn't mean anybody in Bath is listening. Thank you.
Yeah, back it down just a little bit more, and you won't have any modulation issues. No, you're quite right. That EchoLink node is connected to the East Coast reflector, which you can find information about at eastcoastreflector.com if you want to take a look at that. Like I said, I'm here in Talmadge, Ohio, where we're getting a lot of snow, and we don't have to share it with you because you snow of your own. Anyway, not too far from Rochester, if my memory serves. And Bob Savage is over that way. And I think Jim Quinn either moved from Pennsylvania or moved there, but he broadcasts on a station in Rochester. It has some transmitter relays that cover the rest of the county.
Well, okay, I copy that, but I don't have snow at all where I'm at because I'm in DeLand, Florida. I got her ID, N2WEA here. I used to live in Bath, New York, and when I saw this Bath repeater, I thought I might reconnect with some of the people up that way.
Oh, the assumption was mine, and it was erroneous. I will just give myself a boot to the head. I suppose you spend your winters down there. Lucky you. I'm near Cleveland by about 30 miles. And just outside of Akron. Talmadge, Ohio. Where Amateur Electronic Supply is located. Let's see, name is Ray. I think I mentioned that. And I'm just using a 1-watt HT clear node. It's actually sitting under my desk here.
Well, that's great, Ray. I know of Talmadge. I grew up in Florida and moved away. I spent a lot of time in the military, and then I moved to Bath, New York, where my ex-wife was from, her and her family, and they were all hams. And that's how I met them, at a ham radio club meeting. And, oh, by the way, the name here is Glenn. But, yeah, I thought I might run into somebody on this repeater, but I guess not. But I did run into you, Ray. It's good to meet you. And if you'll give me your call again, I'll try and copy it down so I can remember it here. Back to you, sir.
Very good. Well, first, my father was in coma for 22 and a half years. They wanted him to sit out his tenure behind desk, and he was having none of it. So he did 22 and a half years and got out with full benefits. The call here, Whiskey Alpha 4, Whiskey Golf Alpha. Whiskey Alpha 4, Whiskey Golf Alpha. How copy?
Whiskey Alpha 4. Whiskey Golf Alpha. I hope I got that right.
So you win the pie. You win the apple pie of your choice. You got the call correct, sir.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I just jumped on here for a minute to look for somebody in Bath. I didn't find anybody in Bath, but Ray, it's a pleasure meeting you, and I'm a QSLer. I love QSL cards. I collect them, and I send them. So this is an EchoLink contact, but still it deserves a QSL card, and I'll get one out to you. And my call again is N2WEA. Nancy, too, will eat anything.
Isn't that interesting? You have WEA and I have WGA. So there you go. I'll look for the card. Just a heads up, I am totally blind, but I will find somebody with eyeballs to assist in sending a response to your card. And keep an ear on that repeater. Eventually you'll probably hear somebody from Bat, and you can take it from there. Into WEA from WA4WGA.
Well, Ray, I've got to tell you, we had a fella when I lived up there. I was a member of Fuca Lake Amateur Radio Association, and we had a fella in our group that was blind. But I'll tell you the interesting thing. When I was in Israel, where I'm from originally, we had a fella in Israeli Army Intelligence who was totally blind, and he was a computer operator. So I don't put anything past anybody. I think that, you know, we all have our own talents. But I wanted to tell you a story about a fella. Well, I was driving down the road one day, and here I see this truck pulled over to the side of the road, and this friend of mine who's blind standing next to the truck with a police officer. And I'm like, oh no, I wonder what happened. Maybe he needs a ride or something. So I stopped and I said to the police officer,
Node 2733. 3-9 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 23 degrees.